Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Bears play the Browns this Sunday with Justin Fields as a starting quarterback. There's positive vibes on the South Side as the Sox won their American League Central Division titles first since 2008. It's Notre Dame versus Wisconsin at Soldier Field tomorrow. Plus, Blackhawks training camp kicked off, and who better to break it all down, or who better, or better, is Lauren Majere of WGN TV Sports. Hey, Lauren.
Hi, Dave. Happy Friday. How are you?
I am jumbling through my words tonight, but I'm going to get through it. It's going to be okay.
Just don't get it on me, okay? Let's
yes.
hope it's not contagious, because I still got TV to do later.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You get a full night ahead. Yeah, you know what? I'm looking at all these Oktoberfests. Like, Pete Berghoff's going to join us in a little bit. That place is so historic, but I noticed they're all over town. There's, like, one in Lakeview. There's one in Evanston. At a brewing place next weekend in Naperville. And, you know, last year with being the pandemic and everything, I'm kind of thrilled that this is all back on again, right?
I was going to say, I feel like people are really feeling Oktoberfest this year. And I don't know if it has to do with everything kind of being canceled last year. It's so funny that you say that, because I did notice a lot more Oktoberfest themes and, you know, bars hosting things and all different Oktoberfests everywhere. And I'm like thinking to myself, wow, people seem like really more into it this year. And then I get a text from my sister who lives in Las Vegas, mind you, because she's a Cirque du Soleil acrobat.
Yes, she is.
And she texted me saying, I got invited to an Oktoberfest party, so I got on the next flight to Chicago. I'm on my way.
Wow.
I'm like, you got invited to an Oktoberfest party in Chicago and you're taking the next flight?
That's awesome.
Like, people are really into it this year.
I love that. Can you join her at some point during this thing, or is it going to be too late?
Tonight. She flew in this afternoon. She brought, you know, okay, so for men, it's lederhosen, right?
Yeah, right.
What is it for women?
Oh, that's a good question. Tom's doing the research right now,
She's been to Oktoberfest in Germany many times. So she has, like, authentic female lederhosen, and it's not the word.
Yeah.
I know it's not. She's got this long blonde hair, and she's got, you know, the Half-Brow House mugs and everything.
Oh, look
at her. She looks like the St. Pauli's girl.
Yeah, that's awesome. See, now, so first of all, like, she's drinking all day? Did she get here, land, and just go right to...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
She landed, went to my apartment, got ready, and went to the party.
Tom, what's it called?
It's called a dirndl. That's what the women wear, kind of like the St. Pauli girl.
But you know what I mean, right? It's like, the St. Pauli's girl thing, where it's like female lederhosen, where it's like a dress, and it's super cute. But hers is from Germany that she got... at Oktoberfest.
This is what I was just thinking about, is that if she's been there all day, now you've got GN Sports tonight. I work till 10, but like when we get there, and this is what happens to me all the time, especially on a Friday when I go somewhere, it is a little odd walking in because everyone's hammered and you're not. And it almost makes you feel a little better about yourself because you could hold on to a really good quality conversation yourself.
Well, yeah, because then I just look around, I'm like, you idiots. And for some reason, I can't understand a single one of you, but all of you can somehow understand each other.
Yeah.
Idiots.
It's a language at that point.
And everyone's like, where have you been? I'm like, working.
Yeah, I've been working.
Being responsible.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
When it's a Monday night and I'm out and they've got work the next day, the tables have turned.
That's a whole different thing. Yeah, your weekend
it's my weekend.
Is a different weekend
exactly.
for you. Yeah. You know, and I was looking at... And I love looking at a lot of this history and stuff, but like we were like one of the beer capitals. It wasn't Milwaukee. We had it down pat here, and it was like the Germans who came here in like the 1830s and 1840s that opened up their first like beer gardens here in Chicago.
Wait,
and
that really surprises me. I thought Milwaukee would kick Chicago's bum out of the water when it came to breweries and beer.
They did later on. We were more of the first. And did you know that GQ named us officially the greatest drinking city in America? Does that surprise you?
We live here, Dave.
Yes, we do. It should not be a surprise.
It should
not be a surprise. All right. Like when you think about, and we will talk sports in a little bit here, but when you think about beer and Chicago, because you texted me earlier, like beer, we're going to talk about beer. Yes.
Well,
yeah.
I just thought that was so funny because you're like, let's talk about Justin Fields, the White Sox, and beer. I was like, beer?
Well, we always close.
Like, what?
We always close with just some great conversation, but I'm opening with it this time.
Okay. Cool.
Because
it was Oktoberfest. So funny that you said that because I'm like, I'm not really much of a beer person.
You're not.
Like, don't get me wrong. I can slam back a few old styles at Wrigley Field,
okay,
but
good to
you
hear
don't
that.
Find me at a brewery ordering like an IPA and, you know, whatever.
So now what beer would you associate with Chicago? Like what beer?
Old style.
Okay. So let me tell you, it is, and they call it Chicago's beer. And I love these people at Old Style because they've sponsored some events for me and stuff. They're really great. And there's those hanging tavern signs, you know, that are on all the street corners, which I
love those. That's so classic Chicago.
I have one that I bought in my garage, which is awesome. Yeah, Tom just said something. Yes, I do have one of those. Yes, I do. But it comes from La Crosse, Wisconsin, and that's where it was first brewed in the early 1900s. And it was the 30s, I think maybe mid-30s or late-30s, that they uprooted and moved to Chicago because it got a lot more notoriety here. But it was first in Wisconsin, but now for, I don't know, 85, 90
that
years,
is
it's ours.
A fun fact. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Look at
okay.
Me. Look
you know,
at me.
I said I don't like, you know, all those like really heavy, you know, IPAs and whatever they are. But I will say this. I'm a sucker for a label, which is why I always find myself buying wine I can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something about craft beer. Their labels are so
cool. Yeah, they're cool.
Their
artwork. Their artwork.
They really are.
They're like record albums used to be.
It's a piece of artwork. Yeah. And the names, like, really sucker me. Like, I can't even think of any, but it'll be like Snozberry Bubblegum or like, I don't know, like.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Twisting Snake Tongue.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, wait, that makes me want to try it. And
yeah.
I taste it. I'm like, nope, not for me. That tastes like hops.
Like
too
my,
sour, too bitter.
My son, my youngest, goes, so what's dragon milk? Can I have
right?
one? I'm like, no, you can't.
I know.
That
I just love the names of all those craft beers.
Yeah.
Like, that's so cool. And I get drugged to breweries all the time. You know, I'm not going to be the one that's like, just because I don't like craft beer, I'm not going to go to a brewery.
You have a bag of wine in your pocket or something
course,
in your purse.
Yeah. Yes, but whenever the server's like, what can I get you? I'm like, whatever tastes closest to like a Coors Light.
Okay, that's fair.
I can do like a Hefeweizen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but for some reason, people at breweries like always like take on the challenge. Like they get really excited to try to find something I'm going to like.
Well, here's what's cool. So Meisterbrau was the one that was really known in Chicago, and it was sold to Miller in the early 70s, and that became Meisterbrau became Miller Lite. Like that's how Miller Lite came about.
Mm-hmm. You know so many fun facts about beer.
I did some research today.
Okay.
I had a little time on my hands. So in the late 70s, there was like nobody here brewing beer, and then now there's like 175 breweries.
I was going to say, yeah. I don't know if they are popping up all over the place, or am I just noticing them now?
175
there are breweries all over the city, and it seems like such like a suburbs or Wisconsin or Michigan thing to me. Mm-mm. Oh no, they're crawling. All over Chicago. And you know what? They are fun to go to.
Officially the greatest drinking city in America. Remember that.
And that's why
us.
We live here.
That's why we live
and
here.
And that's why we live here.
All right. We're actually going to talk sports with Lauren Majere of WGN TV next on 720 WGN.
Dave Fire WGN.
All right. So we're talking to Lauren Majere of WGN TV Sports. And I feel bad. We're out of time.
Classic. Hey, Lauren, you want to come on to talk about sports? Instead, we talk about beer and cocktails. And then we're like, shoot, we forgot to work.
We learned some things about what
to work.
We learned some stuff, though, tonight, didn't we? Didn't we? Bears Sunday. So Justin Fields, first start as quarterback, you know, going to come off the road against a team. Many thought in the preseason that they could be a playoff team. And, you know, they had a really good season a year ago. Where do you think we're gonna head this Sunday?
You know, it is going to be a little bit of a work in progress. And look, you don't want to see them have their best game of the season week three. You want them gradually peaking. There are a few injuries. Eddie Goldman is a game time decision. Akeem Hicks is listed as questionable. Tashaun Gibson is doubtful. That's not good, especially after the way that the defense played last weekend. You really need the defense to show up for the offense, to force three and outs, to stop the Browns' run game, because you've got what Robert Quinn Jr. called in Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt as a two-headed monster. He said Chubb never goes down on the first hit, and Hunt is so quick and is so skilled at his position. If you're not careful, those two will punish you in the run game. So all the defense needs to do is show up, force some takeaways, force some three and outs, and really give the offense an opportunity, because this is Justin Fields' first start as a rookie. So what Bill Lazor said, which I thought was really interesting, is he said, you know, we're getting the all week to prepare Fields for his start. Listen, he's played in some pretty big games. This isn't too big for him. This isn't over him.
Right,
but here's the thing. We do need to find a balance.
Yeah.
Because if you want to not throw, if you don't want to overwhelm him in his first start, what do you naturally do? You shrink the game a little bit, but you don't want to shrink it so much that you don't have enough bullets to win the game. So there is a balance there.
But I think if you looked at this game on the schedule, you'd be like, it might be a tough one. But I think just the excitement overall and the potential of Justin Fields on the field, I think it'll make whatever happens on Sunday much more palatable.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to come down to if the defense can stay consistent from last week and if Justin Fields can find some real, authentic chemistry with Allen Robinson and Darnell Mooney, because that's what it's going to come down to. You know, Darnell Mooney said something kind of funny the other day where he said, you know, Justin is so good at using his legs. If you see him flushing the pocket, I better book my bum down the field because he's going to want to get rid of that football and I got to get down there. So he said a lot of the tight ends are doing extra sprints this week because they know that they need to be faster and further because Justin Fields will flush the pocket and he still wants to get rid of the ball. So it'll be interesting. I mean, I don't want, you know, fans, you know, just remember I said this in the preseason. I'm like, everyone act cool.
Yeah.
Everyone just relax. Act cool.
Yeah.
Take it in stride. He's a rookie. It's his first NFL start.
It's exciting. It's going to be exciting. And you're heading to Cleveland, right?
I am. So I will fly out there tomorrow. I said, please get me on the absolute last flight out in the first flight back.
Okay. All right.
I love traveling.
Yeah.
I would not say Cleveland is one of my favorite cities, though.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Okay. Is a must. It is if you've never been. Have you been?
I actually have not been. I've been to Cleveland so many times for work, you know, with the NBA and the NFL and the MLB. You know, let us not forget the World Series. I was down there quite a bit for that. But I actually have never been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Maybe I'll have to make a point. Although I don't have time this time because I'm in and out.
Okay. Alley Cat Oyster Bar. Try that too.
Okay.
I know you'd like
done.
That.
Yeah, you know I love like my oysters.
I do. Closing day at Arlington Park Racetrack after nearly 100 years. I mean, it's kind of sad. Like, I can't believe how many people that I know have gone today or going tomorrow.
Yeah, it is really sad. And I grew up in Barrington.
Yeah, so, close enough, yeah.
You know, it's just down the road, and it's also a big horse community. I mean, most of my friends growing up had barns and horses, and it is sad to see it go because it was such a fun thing to do, just hop on the Metra, and it takes you right there.
Yeah.
It's just a fun event, and it's really sad to see it closing down. It is a staple for the suburbs, for sure. And I have a lot of memories there just growing up down the road as well. So it is sad, and I'm glad that people are going to try to take the opportunity to get to go and enjoy it.
I think all the races next year have already been committed to the Hawthorne Racecourse in Cicero. So, I mean, it's still in town. It's just so legendary here.
It is.
Sox winning their first division title in 13 years despite a lot of injuries accounted for. I mean, that's pretty exciting times for them.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think I spent a lot of yesterday just texting loyal Sox fans, congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I thought it was well-deserved. This is what I think I saw today, that this is the first time in White Sox history that they've made the playoffs back-to-back years. I have no idea how that's possible, but I believe it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think if you know any White Sox fans out there and you're a Cubs fan, put your stubbornness down.
It's really
pick
hard.
Up your I phone. Know, yeah. Just text your White Sox fans. Congratulations, our fan friends. Congratulations. Just, you know, let them have it. Let them be happy. Let them celebrate it. And it's a really, really big thing to celebrate, even though Rick Hahn says, I am not celebrating an ounce until we're walking down Michigan Avenue celebrating a World Series championship.
That's fair.
But just think about how far they've come. I mean, this was like 4 years ago when Rick Hahn set in place. They're going to be four phases of this rebuild. We're going to start. They never stopped updating the media and the fans of where they were in the rebuild. This is the phase we're in now. This is the phase we're in now. These are the steps we're willing to take. And this is where we're at. I will never forget. Last year, I was at spring training out in Arizona, and it was my last day there. And Rick Hahn walked by me and said, hey, Lauren, you know, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. I said, good, it's my last day. Just wanted to say goodbye. And he's like, oh, no way. And I said, you know, Rick, I know you won't accept me saying congratulations for anything. It's only spring training.
Yeah.
But I do want to say you done good. And this team is stacked. And he goes, I don't care what they look like on paper, Lauren. They better win.
So I'm going to call a couple of my Sox friends because I only have a couple. And I'm just going to be like this. Hey, heard you guys. Yeah, good job. Okay, congratulations. It's going to be quick. I'm just going to tell you right now.
I just did, you know, like a congratulations bitmoji. Yeah. And not one of them wrote back saying, what did I do? What for? Every single one of them was like, wow, we did it.
That is hysterical.
Like, you know, like yesterday was a very special day for a lot of White Sox fans. Not one of them was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Every one of them was like, man, I'm so stoked. I'm so happy. You know what? I am very nervous about pitching.
I'm extremely nervous about pitching.
Injuries and this is Michael Kopech's time to shine.
Yeah.
I want to see what this kid is made of during the playoffs.
Notre Dame, Wisconsin, and Soldier Field tomorrow. Just exciting. I saw aerial views of the field. It's going to be fun.
Look cool. My dad knows that I can't get tickets. Like, that's just not like a perk of my job, getting tickets or autographs. He still is texting me every day. Any word on tickets? Get out.
That's awesome. Like,
no. Dad, I'm not even going to be at the game. I'm going to be in Cleveland.
That's true. Yeah, you go take my tickets, Dad. Yeah. It's going to be great.
What tickets? How would I possibly get tickets? You know how I get tickets? Yeah. I go on StubHub when I want to go to a Cubs and White Sox game.
There's that.
People always think that there's like perks. Yeah. Like you get tickets.
There's just a box of tickets sitting on the desk right in the front of the station.
No, I go on StubHub. That's why people get mad, because they can never figure out if I'm a Cub or a White Sox fan. And it's because whatever tickets I can afford.
I get it. Catch Lauren, WGN TV, Friday night, 6:40, 9:40 on GN Sports Tonight from 10:30 to 11. Of course, Saturdays, 5:50, 9:50, and 10:20 again on GN Sports.